This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I am thinking about that while Lent is a time to spiritually renew, it's also an opportunity to reflect on our own spiritual growth. And I was recently at a dinner with this group and they were celebrating their anniversary. My girlfriend didn't partake in certain items because she had, of course, given them up for Lent. And watching her do that caused me to remind myself or reflect on the journey, my own spiritual journey that I've had with fasting and the Lent season. And so I can recall those occasions where I was not as strong as my girlfriend, and I would give in to the moment and say, oh, it's a special occasion, God would understand. I can also recall those times when I would fast with a group of ladies. And, you know, in hindsight, my fasting was likely more about furthering my intimacy with that group than it was about God. Then I also acknowledge where I've continued on my journey because I have learned to give up those things that really create a distance between me and God. So what sense does it make to give up sweets and coffee or some of my favorite things and not give up worry, anxiety, impatience, and of course the need to be right? And finally, I really acknowledge myself for understanding that progress does not mean perfection. And so let us be reminded of these words when acknowledging our spiritual growth, so that they may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1:10. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let this Lent season acknowledge your own spiritual growth.